With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for another live stream of the Bloobytunes podcast. I'm just going to make sure that it's coming through all right. Yeah, I'm definitely streaming. It's time to play the theme tune, and away we go. Hello there. This is the Beluga Tunes podcast. Andy here. Thank you so much for deciding to watch and or listen to this. Yeah, I confused myself with all of that stuff because this is streaming live to YouTube right now, but you might not be watching it right now. You might be watching it later. You might be listening to the audio version, whatever. It's just a bit of a fun thing because I don't get to do any editing, really. I just have to do it in real time and get everything done as it goes. This week, there's going to be a 6-minute shout out. For anyone new to the podcast, that means I'm going to tell you about something that I found and I thought was pretty cool. It's going to be a bit of a mystery. I never reveal it immediately. That's coming up very shortly. Basically something that you'll be able to find online, and I'm going to recommend it to you all. The film that I'm going to be talking about for Podflix this week is Manos, the Hands of Fate. This time I normally have one just randomly selected online, but this time I thought I want to be able to play a clip on the live stream so I could actually include some video. I kind of had to go with a public domain film, and I thought that one's always a lot of fun. You'll be able to hear my thoughts on that extraordinary movie. I've got a conversation with This Is Ready Made, a friend of mine, and this was a conversation we had a few weeks ago. Actually, we recorded it. I'm just going to play the recording we did. We talked about why YouTube thumbnails are important. We also talked about daylight savings. I just like to pick random topics when we do our conversations, that was quite fun. It was quite an enjoyable thing. And finally, The Infinity Express. That's this story that I'm working on. In each episode of this podcast, I'm piecing together this story. It's about a group of characters from all these different worlds, and they meet through, just traveling through different dimensions, and random stuff happens. The whole point is just that it doesn't have a specific focus. It's just randomness. And I have written the 23rd chapter, so chapter 23 this week of The Infinity Express. The continuing story, you'll be able to hear what happens in that one. I think I've got the timer set up, so it's now time for me to move on. I have to press 2, is that right? To lead me into the first segment, which is the 6-minute shout out.
Don't put this on your tape. Don't put this on your tape. Whatever you do, don't put this on your tape.
So it's time for the 6-minute shout out, so let's spin that internet wheel. Around it goes. See how effortless it was? It's a huge wheel, I wish you could see it. it's so big, I can't really... It wouldn't do it justice on this tiny little window. What has it landed on? Oh, it's landed on Captain Disillusion. Some of you probably already know who this guy is, because he's been on the internet for over a decade, I believe. I found out about him a couple of months ago or something. It was when the Guaranteed Audio podcast did a little. They discussed him on there, and it just sounded very interesting. And once again, I've got a clip. I can actually play you a clip just to give you a little. Let me just start the timer. I was going to do that. Here's a clip from his show on YouTube.
At first, he really struggles. But then, suddenly, a double invisible step. How? Well, we've cooked this recipe many times before. Shoot your scene with a static camera, capture a blank background plate, step on a real box, then use some manual masking to replace the box with the empty background, and add some camera shake to the whole thing. Simple in theory, but if you try it, watch out for potential problems. The slightest shift of the camera can ruin the entire shot. Changes in the background make it difficult to patch, and hard shadows falling where they're not supposed to will cause all sorts of headaches. So film on a tripod under soft lighting, and you'll end up with a nice, safe, fake video that looks as good and bland as a million other trick videos out there.
So now I'm just going to explain what his show is about. I didn't really do that. Sorry, but he is a visual effects artist, and the whole idea of his show is he takes a look at viral videos which are fake, basically, because there are a lot of viral videos out there, and a lot of them use visual effects to either make people think they are completely real, or more commonly, just to kind of spark off some debate. Like, people start commenting, this is real. No, it's not. It's fake. It's clearly CGI. It's interesting to watch this because the captain will sometimes talk about a viral video. Like, the central focus will be on a video that's quite clearly fake. But because he has a lot of expertise about how these effects are done, and he just recognizes where certain stock video and where it's coming from, what kind of tools are being used. He goes into very much how these are done and how you can see them. So he'll pick out telltale signs of not only why this isn't really happening as it appears, but also how you can kind of figure out through these little tiny details how it was most likely achieved. And I think that's the real, for me, that's the most interesting thing about this show. Because these are videos that he had no involvement in making himself, but he's able to sort of detect how it was all done. And I suppose I couldn't talk about your show without bringing up the fact that this is all about critical thinking, about not just accepting everything as fact as soon as it's there. You know, look a bit closer, ask questions, and I think I did bring that up when I was talking about Adam Ruins Everything. Because I think that show is one of the things that really made me enjoy the whole idea of critical thinking, and how there are lots of things. You know, it isn't always a simple matter of he's right, he's wrong. Because I think what I said was, as much as I kind of trust Adam Conover, I don't assume that everything he says is right. But for a start, he's not doing all the work on his own. He has researchers, and that's another thing about Captain Disillusion. He's really working it all out himself. This is what he does. This is his field. So, yeah, he is one of the. He seems to have grown popularity as a skeptic, but he's also obviously an artist as well, and he's really good at what he does. And his channel has, like in that clip I showed you, That was just a segment of... I chose that one, by the way, because that was the first video of his that I watched. And it's quite recent, as I say, not long ago. And he's done a few videos since then, and yeah, it's all great stuff. You know, extremely interesting. He does lengthy documentary type videos where he goes into a lot of detail on these things. He does the quick D episodes, and that was actually the one that I showed you. That was a quick D. And yeah, just everything he's uploaded, I've just found really interesting. And it's a bit of a shame that, like, I think considering he's put so much hard work into it, he isn't quite as famous as many YouTubers have managed to be. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it, because yeah, he's doing well. He is, and as someone who uploads YouTube videos myself, I know that it's not easy. But I just think he really deserves. I'm recommending his channel, Captain Disillusion. So yeah, go check him out. And now it's time. My time is up. So four. Okay. Here we go.
When I grow up, I want to go to the moon!
Why wait?
At first, he really struggles.
Torgo, I take care of the place while the master is away. But the child, I'm not sure the master would approve, or the dog. The master doesn't like children.
We only want to know where Valley Lodge is.
Which way do we go?
There is no place like that around here.
Mike, I'm scared. It's getting dark.
Well, Torgo, which way is out of here?
There is no way out of here. It will be dark soon. There is no way out of here.
Now, usually at this point, I read a little bit of text from IMDb, but I can't do that now because I don't have it up. You know, I could do it now, I suppose. I could go and Manos, the Hands of Fate. Yeah, some of you might not be aware of this film. I don't know. I'll just, for anyone who hasn't seen it, it is, you know, what you just saw is as bad as it gets. that is an example of what type of film this is. 7% on Rotten Tomatoes, 1 star on IMDb. Here we are. I now have the thing up. A family gets lost on the road and stumbles upon a hidden underground devil-worshipping cult led by the fearsome master and his servant, Torgo. So yeah, I wanted to, as I say, to talk about this film because I think this is the first thing that came into my head when I was thinking maybe it should be a public domain film, because this was the subject of a classic Mystery Science Theater episode, and I basically remember it from that. I'd never actually watched it in its original context before. So this was interesting, actually. The good news is, it's not that hard to follow. Excuse me. It's very clear, very obvious what the story is. It's kind of obvious what the director was thinking. Who was that guy? I don't know if he did. Did he do anything else? Harold P. Warren. Because it's my understanding that Warren was an insurance salesman, apparently, from El Paso. He made a bet with visiting location scout Sterling Siliphant, later an award-winning screenwriter, that he could make a popular horror movie film on an extremely minimal budget. And you got to hand it to him. Sorry, I forgot to do my thing. I've still got Captain Disillusion up. See, this is the great thing about live streams. You just, you've got to roll with it. Got there eventually. Yes, we're all up to date now. In a way, I kind of have respect for the guy. I mean, I that is literally all I know about him, what I read just there. But as someone who has attempted to make films before and not done an incredibly good job, I admire this, you know, and especially back then to make like, you know, 1 hour, 15 minute, whatever it was, movie, even, you know, a low budget one. It wasn't exactly an easy thing to do. The acting is absolutely terrible. The music doesn't fit at all. You can see from, you know, if you've been watching the live stream, so much clarinet usage. I think that gives it kind of a nice, cheesy, dated feel. And I can totally see why this is often described as the best worst movie, along with like The Room, Plan 9 from Outer Space, Troll 2, Birdemic. There are so many best worst movies. If you look at a lot of lists, this one usually comes up. Because it's funny. It's funny to watch, because it's just so incredibly cheesy. It's been a long time since I saw the Mystery Science Theater episode. But the whole time I was watching it, I kept laughing to myself because all of a sudden I was thinking they must have done a joke there. I can almost pinpoint the moments where they would have... those three would have made a comment on, you know, it makes me want to sit down and watch it again, because I noticed on Netflix they've been putting together like collections of Mystery Science Theater episodes, so if you've got Netflix, have a look at Mystery Science Theater, because they do a whole episode where they watch this film and make jokes, and they're always great. They're always the stuff they come up with. Would I watch it again? Come on, this is hilarious. I'm thinking this might be another Halloween favorite that I might bring out every year. What I should do now is, I think that's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna go to suggestmemovie.com. So I hope this doesn't slow anything down. I've been so professional so far on this episode. Now, again, I probably should have done this in advance. Is Tommy Boy available on any of the streaming? Okay, give me a moment, because I might be watching Tommy Boy next. I don't know. Is it on Google Play? Just bear with me. I'm just going to make sure I can get... Because I've had this problem. When I decide on the next film, the question is, can I actually get a copy of it? Da-da-da. Okay, it is on Google Play. Yeah. Okay, so Tommy Boy 1995. That's going to be the next film that I talk about on the Beluga Toons podcast. Yeah, definitely that one. 8, is that right? Yeah.
I'll take 2 cheese pizzas and some crazy bread!
FumpFest is taking place Memorial Day weekend in Chicago and will bring you a whole weekend of funny music with performances, games, panels, and more. This year's performing artists are Lauren Mayer, 2D6, Bill Larkin, Mark Gunn, Matt Griffo, The Library Bards, Mikey Mason, Power Salad, Steve Goody, Witty Cindy, The Shandy Shipwreck Show, and our FumpFest 2018 guest of honor, The Four Postmen.
Whatever happened to the chainsaw juggler? He was a good friend of mine.
Plus dumb parody ideas, Dementia Smackdown Wrestling, and Dare to be Weird, a Weird Al burlesque tribute. FumpFest is taking place May 25th through 27th at the Elk Grove Holiday Inn just outside Chicago.
This is Luke reporting live from FumpFest 2017, and now we have Doornail with a comment. Doornail? That's how much fun you can have if you come to FumpFest 2018.
Visit FumpFest.com for additional information. That's FumpFest.com.
Okay, so I'm just going to queue up my conversation with This Is Ready Made. Yeah, I think we're good to go. Okay, so like I said, this was our conversation on daylight savings and YouTube thumbnails. Okay, so I am joined once again by This Is Ready Made.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things I just thought I'd mention is you've just had the daylight savings switch.
Yeah.
To go forward an hour this time of year, isn't that right? Yeah, because we will be doing that here in the UK, but... That's not for another couple of weeks, I think. The reason that was on my mind is as we do this via Skype. We're both in different time zones right now. Last year it really confused me because we were just doing the first, we'd done the first couple of episodes of Video Gaga.
Uh-huh.
And I actually remember I got confused because, It didn't occur to me that because you put the clocks forward before we do, by I think 2 weeks or something, that meant the time difference was going to change just for that.
Yeah, it's going to change.
Yeah, and that completely slipped my mind.
Yeah, I totally.
So I think we missed out that week because you were trying to. Message me on Twitter and I was watching TV because I genuinely didn't think we were meant to be doing the podcast.
Yeah, no, I totally forgot about that. So.
No, that was my bad. Yeah, because
confusing part of being in two different.
I remember while I was watching TV, as it was getting closer to what I thought was the time we were actually going to be doing that, I was like, I looked at my. I think I looked at my iPad and I realized you'd sent me all these messages. Like, where are you? So sorry about that.
Well, that's fine. All good.
But I didn't forget this this year.
So,
but it makes you think, we've actually been, it's been over a year now since we started that.
Yeah, it really is. That's crazy. Cool.
There is another thing that's been on my mind recently, and it's about YouTube. Because recently YouTube have introduced like a new set of rules. We can't monetize our videos now unless we have like over 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
And however many... There's something about how long your videos have been viewed for, or whatever. Something like that.
There's this whole 10-minute thing.
Yeah.
So it's very strange.
And I'm hearing other things. Because the thing is, I did get an email about that. So they told me all about the new rules and everything via this email. And they said when the change was going to happen. And that's all I've heard. But when I was on Twitter just a few weeks ago, Demon Tomato Dave, is a YouTuber that I like. He was saying something about how, because he has a separate channel where he reviews books. He was saying that he's no longer able to put custom thumbnails on his videos anymore.
Really?
And he reckons that this is another thing that YouTube are doing. And when I saw that, I was terrified.
If this is what's going to happen, I'm terrified. I'm very terrified.
I actually messaged him and I said, is that going to happen to my channel as well? And he responded saying, well, I would have assumed, you know, if you have less than 1,000 subscribers, then it should have already happened. But it hasn't.
We haven't
had that happen to our channels yet. So this is a bit weird. And there's been no email about it either. They didn't say anything.
No, I haven't heard about messages. That.
But it's interesting because when I looked at some of the replies he had, it is affecting other YouTubers. And a lot of them are really annoyed because creating custom thumbnails is a way in which they can make their videos more presentable.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to get subscribers.
Yeah, it makes videos attractive. And
without that, you're not getting over 1,000.
It's kind of a key thing that, especially people who have fewer than 1,000 subscribers are going to need, really. You need something to be like...
to draw people into your video.
Those are the people who need it when you think about it. And I think because it scares me because, you know, I found that, you know, personally, the custom thumbnail option has been a great incentive for me to do more drawings and things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, it's funny, but I do really need that because otherwise I just kind of go stagnant. I don't exercise my abilities to do silly drawings.
Well, for me, it's like it's a whole other thing, you know. It's trying to advertise the video, kind of making a thumbnail. So making that, I try to, you know, just make it intriguing when I do it.
Yeah.
And without that option, it's, you know, you lose a lot of the value of my videos.
So I don't know. I don't know who exactly it's going to be affecting, because I keep checking my account, and yeah, I'm still able to do that.
I mean, so I upload a lot, and I've never seen that happen to me. No. I've never not had the option.
And it's funny because do you know if there's like do you need some kind of like. Is the idea that anyone who has a channel right now can...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just create, you know, use custom thumbnails. There aren't any requirements, are there? Like,
I think you have to be. I think you had to enable it to be a thing. Put up custom thumbnails. What exactly the specifications of that were, but other than that, I think you could upload thumbnails.
Because in a few cases, it appears some people have just had that taken away, and that's really weird.
Really,
I don't
that's strange.
Yeah.
No, that's bad.
Anyway,
because
I actually have like a template file.
Same here. I keep it all templated.
Yeah. I've got like different color schemes because
for my gaming videos I keep it so you could, if you're looking for a certain game template, I have that game, so keeps everything in check, I guess. Yeah.
So yeah, do you have any thoughts on this? Like,
I would hate to see custom thumbnails go as far as just on YouTube, because that's such a big part of what made our big YouTubers big, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, to have that gone would be a tremendous loss for the site.
Yeah. Because if it's happening to everyone who doesn't fit these new requirements, it's clearly not happening all at once, because it hasn't affected us.
No, it's just happening to certain people, I guess.
Yeah, it seems unclear now. Because Dave was making it sound like it's happening to everyone, and who knows, it might eventually.
Who knows? I've never seen this pop up.
Yeah, it's not happened to us. No,
I've never heard of anybody else having the issue either.
But because I don't know, he didn't say anything about, like, as I say, getting an email in which they tell you about why this is happening or anything.
Yeah, no, that's strange. That's usually something thing. Said.
Yeah.
Unless something happened glitch-wise that they're not now able to have a thumbnail. It's just very strange that it happens to only a certain amount of people.
Yeah. I was going to say it might be people with more than one channel, but I have more than one channel. You have more than one channel.
Yeah,
I have more than one channel.
There is.
So, yeah, it's not.
I have no idea.
This is weird.
Yeah, it's very strange. I'll look into it.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's our thoughts on
that's all.
Custom thumbnails. What do you think, people at home?
What do you think? Let us know.
Okay, we'll leave it at that, shall we? And we did. You know, good news is, since we recorded that, nothing has happened. We're still able to use custom thumbnails, but again, I really hope we don't lose that, because it's something that I do. I'm still going to do it anyway. I'm going to find another use for doing these designs of mine. Anyway, I should move on, because I'm going to read you the next chapter of the Infinity Express. Here are the 8 words. So yeah, on this random word generator, randomlists.com, that's the site that I've been using, I had it generate 8 completely different words. So we've got gun, woozy, phobic, stop, frantic, waste, pizzas, and class. So what can I do with that? I sat down and hurriedly wrote a chapter earlier on, and I'm going to read it. It's really random. It's going to be really confusing to anyone who hasn't been following the story, but this is why you need to listen to my podcast. Okay, here we are. Chapter 23 of The Infinity Express. Becky is busy trying to fix her spaghetti gun. Lisa is feeling woozy for some reason. You're probably phobic to the scenery of interdimensional tunnels, says Shane. Interdimensional what? Replies Lisa. She looks outside and sees a green cloud surrounding the train. Make it stop, she cries. Relax, says Teresa. Most people find it a little disturbing the first time they pass through one of these. Lisa tries not to appear too frantic, but because she feels so strange, she looks to see if there is anything nearby that might be able to stop the train. I've just wasted about a ton of spaghetti on this broken gun, yells Becky. Here, give me that, calls Lisa. Becky hands the gun to Lisa. Lisa throws the gun at the window, shattering the glass. "What are you doing?" cries Shane. "You don't want that stuff getting in here. Who knows what it might do?" Lisa watches as the gas cloud seeps into the carriage. Suddenly, Teresa's hands begin to distort and turn into large round discs. "Oh, great," she says. "My hands have just turned into pizzas." Lisa looks around as everyone starts to change shape. Becky's head turns into a birdcage while Shane completely transforms into an aardvark. Meanwhile, Suzette is teaching a class about otter care. It is going rather well, and Robin is proving to be a winning addition to her teachings. After a couple of hours go by, Suzette receives a call from Lisa. "Hi, Lisa," she says. "Hello, Susie," says Lisa. "Really sorry to bother you, but we need to get back to your dimension for a second. Could you, by any chance, make sure you have some seaweed when we arrive?" Suzette scratches her head. "Well, I might be able to do that, Lisa, but may I ask what for?" "It's just that I seem to now be part manatee," replies Lisa.
"Adam, that's not funny."
"Well, the time has very nearly come for me to send you all on your merry way." Yeah, that was random. That's what the Infinity Express is. It's just randomness. Mustn't forget, I have a list to read out. These are the clips that you heard and maybe saw during this episode. They were from Weird Al, ASDF Movie, Pete Moore, Game Grumps, You Talking You Two to Me, Manos the Hands of Fate, and Captain Disillusion. And also, this is Ready Made. He was very good to contribute to. Yeah, I'm thankful for that. Let's have the end screen. Okay. So my website is belugatoons.com, BelugaTons. Belugatoons.redbubble is where you'll find t-shirts and other kinds of merch. This podcast is available on Acast, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. You can follow me on Twitter at belugatoons or at belugatoonspod if you want specifically read about this podcast. Find out when the next live streams is going to be. Generally, I'm trying to make it every fourth episode. Then they're not all going to be live because it's all a bit, you know, I want to use this time slot to do live draws and other kinds of things. This isn't the only type of stream that I'm doing. But yeah, what else do I need to say? Join me in the next episode, which won't be live, but there will be a next episode in about a week's time, where I'll be talking about Tommy Boy. There's a film that I've heard of, and I haven't seen it yet. Hopefully, I hope it's good. I will share my thoughts. Basically, I don't review movies, I just react to them. I don't really dissect them. I'm not a critic, to be honest, but but this is... yeah. It's just fun. Okay, that seems to be it now. So thanks very much for listening, everybody. Do take care. And bye-bye.